Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. I'm joined by David McFarland, an editor at SB Nation's Intersite Serpents. David, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. I'm recording this a couple days in advance of Barcelona's trip to Inter Milan for the first of two matchups over about, an eight-day stretch that Barca and Inter will play together in the Champions League. These two teams are in a lot different places than they were last season, and that's why I wanted to bring you on to chat about Inter and kind of the transition they're making in this season. Just kind of starting off bluntly, second place Inter, they add Romelu Lukaku back into the mix, and now they just look completely flat. What's happening?
Yeah, the only transition we've made has been from a good team to a bad team. Lukaku, he's been injured for about a month now, and no one knows when he's coming back. He was supposed to be out for 2 weeks. And so that means basically we have the same roster as last season. And towards the end of last season, you could see there were a lot of holes on the team. And that's why we didn't win the league. We just kind of cratered down the last stretch. And Simone Inzaghi has not found a way to change that yet. This team looks stale, out of ideas. And now with Marcelo Brozovic out for a month, I don't see that changing anytime soon. And I wouldn't be surprised if Inzaghi's out of a job within a week.
So I was about to ask you that. If things go poorly against Barca in midweek, and then I can't remember who Inter play over the weekend, but is there a chance?
Great.
Is there a chance Inzaghi's out before the return leg?
I think if we lose to Sassuolo and Barca, it'll be surprising if he's still in a job. Now, I would keep him because I don't think we're going to find anyone that's better than he is. And I don't think the problems start with him. I think the problems start with the roster and the financial problems that Suning has had as our owners.
That's the classic, like, oh, we're going to fire our manager. Well, then who are you going to hire? Like, there's not really anyone out there better for Inter at this point.
I mean, the roster can only play a 3-5-2. There's not a single winger on this roster. And so we're just going to have to hope.
the loss of and I should have said this at the top, they didn't really just add Lukaku, they lost Perisic. How big of a loss has he been?
The original thought was not too bad because we had Robin Gosens signed for 20 million last January. And the thinking was we'd have him for 6 months so he could get used to the system, learn from Perisic. And then once Perisic left on a free transfer, Gosens would be the starter. And he's been anything but a starter. He just hasn't shown any of his form that he showed at Atalanta. And without anyone on that left flank that can really cause problems, it's a different Inter team and not in a good way.
And I don't know if I'm breaking news to you or not, but just like briefly Googling, I think there's a chance that, and of course, I don't know why I'm saying this. You see things way quicker than I do. Is there a chance Lautaro is not playing on Tuesday?
Oh, he's questionable.
He's questionable? Okay. Because I thought I saw that one of the papers was saying that he was out, but I guess it's questionable. Yeah. Good grief. So if Lautaro's out and Lukaku's obviously out, Barcelona are weak at the back line right now, thanks to the lovely football schedule that all the players have, you know, I don't know if they've agreed, but that they're playing, where the international break is just insane leading up to the World Cup. Barcelona have lost a few defenders. How can this this bleak attack of Inter perhaps take advantage? Like, what's left of Inter's attack to take advantage of Barcelona?
Well, you have a 35-year-old Edin Dzeko who can't really run anymore. And then Joaquin Correa, who has like one good game every maybe 2 months. So maybe we'll get that good game this Tuesday. But we're going to have to hope that the defense keeps Lewandowski from causing too much trouble and maybe just luck our way into a goal.
I think the good news is Barcelona, like, while they're obviously playing way better, they're they're undefeated at home. They have won 18 matches unbeaten at home. I think Xavi broke the La Liga record that was previously held by Zidane for that. So that's good news for Barcelona coming to Inter. The way that the attack is leading up to Lewandowski hasn't been there in the last couple of games. Or I shouldn't say last couple of games, specifically in the match against Mallorca this weekend. They don't look like themselves with some of the injuries. And so I think we're going to see two teams that are playing each other on Tuesday that I think when we first saw this group, I was incredibly excited for the matchups, not necessarily excited to see who was going to come out because there's going to be a pretty good football team that's left out of this group. If you had to say right now, because I think Bayern have made it pretty clear that they're going through, between Inter and Barca, who would you favor to get out of this group?
Barcelona.
Yeah.
I mean, even under Conte, Inter couldn't beat Barca in the Champions League when it mattered. And that was with our best team and against Barca's third squad. So I don't see a weakened Inter getting any points from these two games against Barca.
Okay, so let's just talk about Inter's season prospects for a second. You're placed as sporting director. What moves are you making to, like, basically what weaknesses do you want to see mended in the winter transfer window for this Inter team?
There's a lot. I think it depends, because with Suning as our owners, we really can't spend much at all. But I think this team could really use a creative midfielder. Someone that can just create something out of nothing, sort of like Dybala, funnily enough, because this team it's out of ideas. If the plan A is not working, there's nothing else available. And so just having someone with that moment of magic would be really good to unlock games and just get us a goal out of nothing.
I will say this, as much as it pained me to see Dybala not end up on Inter, it was the classic Dybala to score an incredible goal and then limp off with a cramp shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
It was very classic. Okay, so your confidence level with Barca coming to the San Siro, what are your expectations for the match in terms of how it will play out?
I think if I had to give a score prediction, I'd say 2-0 Barca without much trouble. I think Inter will do enough to not get blown out because they'll be home. They'll have a huge crowd behind them. But I think just mentally, this team doesn't have it in them. And Barca will get the first goal.
Has the crowd turned yet on Simone? Do you think that's coming?
I think it's on the way. I think there's still a lot of people obviously going to the games, but just too many losses. It needs to change.
Well, you've made me feel good writing for Barcelona, so that makes me feel good. Thinking about Brozovic, is he going to be an Inter player after this season?
I think so. I think he's too important of a piece to lose. And I don't think we'd get enough money for him to make it worth it. Because he's already 29. And most clubs wouldn't pay much for someone that age. So he's worth a lot more to us than any clubs that would buy him. And I think he signed a long-term deal. And I think he loves the club, so he'll stay.
Since, you know, we had the international break, the most recent kind of portrait Barcelona fans can take of Inter Milan to kind of get a picture of who they're going to be playing, is the most recent matchup against Roma over the weekend. We didn't get the antics of Jose Mourinho on the touchline, unfortunately, due to the suspension. But we got to see kind of how to pick apart Inter. What lessons can Barcelona take away from Roma's win over Inter over the weekend? Like what did Roma do so well to be able to come away with the win?
The funny thing about the Roma game is Inter probably played the best it has in months, or at least in weeks, and still ended up losing. They just, again, they lacked that final pass to create the chance. And then Roma was so clinical. I think they had maybe three good scoring opportunities and they scored two of them. So if Barca just sits back and lets Inter kind of, you know, just play around with the ball without doing anything, and then one counterattack, and they can score with someone as good as Lewandowski, that's all they'll need.
Okay, so taking your Inter hat off for a second, just step into the Barcelona realm for a minute, kind of just, you know, get situated. In terms of, like, just, you know, the footballing mind that David has, who right now do you think is going to win the Liga? Barcelona just took the lead in the league for the first time after Real Madrid's draw today, for the first time since, I think, 2020. If you were a betting man, and you might be, I don't know, who would you bet to win La Liga this year?
I have to say Barcelona. I think Real Madrid, they have a higher ceiling. But they don't have the depth Barca has. I like their squad. It's a lot of really good players on the pitch and on the bench. And I think that's going to be what's so important with this crazy season, how compressed it's going to be, is who has the better bench.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, in all of, like, speaking just, like, I guess for the Champions League, if you had to kind of handicap it, because I'm always interested to get people's perspective on this, if I had to ask you your top three teams in Europe, and you don't have to rank them, who would you have as your top three in Europe right now? Because I think it's kind of an interesting conversation.
Man City, mm-hmm. PSG, and then Bayern Munich.
You're putting Bayern in there, huh?
Yeah, I think. Real Madrid is a close fourth. And then I think Barca is maybe in the second tier. But that over for a league-wide season, they have the roster to win the league. Maybe not the Champions League, though.
Who is the who's the second best English team? Just out of curiosity, who do you think it is?
It's tough right now with Liverpool not looking so good and Chelsea struggling. So I'd say Tottenham with Conte and Perisic.
I just got to say, watching Tottenham games and seeing Perisic like swinging in corners just makes me sad. Yeah. Just leaves a deep hole in my heart. Seeing him on Inter was so much fun. Okay. I said this was going to be short and I'm going to hold myself to that. Are you really going to say 2-0 Barca as your prediction?
I'll give Inter a goal.
Who's it actually coming from?
I'll say 2-3 Barca.
Oh,
we'll see a lot of goals.
Two goals. Dzeko's going to waddle his way in for a header. Is that what's going to happen?
He's going to get one. And then I think we'll get one off a corner. I think we, if Andre Onana, if he starts, I could see us getting a draw. Because Handanovic is, unfortunately, he's been starting the majority of the games. But he's been guilty for at least one goal a game pretty much all season. And Onana made 10 saves against Bayern. So if Inzaghi puts an Onana in there, we have a shot.
I saw a pretty good Handanovic thing on Reddit today that I need to send you, but that's beside the point. What sort of dirt does Handanovic have on Inter executives that keeps him getting such consistent playing time? Do you have any theories?
I think, obviously, he's been here for a while, so he's had time to collect a lot of dirt. He probably has some on everyone in the front office at this point.
It's not a far stretch. I mean, I'm sure the guys over there aren't doing, you know, I'm sure they're doing some shady stuff at this point, but I don't know. It's interesting. Okay. Man, PSG and Bayern is to round out the top three. Can't get over that. That's fine. What about Inter's prospects in Serie A this season? I know, I think you had them finishing second in the predictions piece you did at the beginning of the year.
That was a mistake.
I mean, here's the thing. So they're 8 points off the top of the table. I'm pretty sure. Do you actually think, like, is them finishing outside of the top four a realistic possibility in your mind at this point?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. And I think Serie A is probably going to be the craziest league in Europe this season. Just out of everyone, no one's that much better than anyone else. Maybe everyone's mediocre, but it's going to make for a really fun season. I think Juve, they haven't been great. Obviously, we've been struggling. And then you have Napoli and Atalanta and Udinese at the top of the table. So it's, no one can predict anything in this league. And Inter has to really start playing better because there's a lot of good teams with Roma, Lazio, and obviously Juve and Milan. And they're only two of them are in the top four right now. So Inter has a lot of competition. And if we don't turn things around by the World Cup, I think it's going to be a close call.
Okay. And I I just have to bring this up because I was about to wrap things up and say, everybody check out David on Twitter at David_MC. Your latest tweet is in regards to Halloween candy. It was Snickers, Reese's, Twix, and Milky Way. And you said one has to go. And you said, if your answer isn't Milky Way, I'm afraid you're wrong. I'm going to need you to explain why the Milky Way should go before the Snickers.
Before Snickers. Snickers or Reese's are the clear number one and two.
So Twix would be three for you?
Twix would be three.
Have you had like a legit Twix bar, not like the little baby ones?
Like, maybe I haven't had enough of them.
No, that's fair. I think Milky Way is the correct choice. When I first saw this, I honestly thought you were saying that Milky Way was the best, but then I reread it and I understand what you're saying now. The Milky Way feels like a candy that has a lot of potential, and they just like, they finished at 75% of the idea, and then
it feels like it's missing something.
I don't know if it's like a pretzel, like a Take Five or something like that. I don't know if that would complete it. Maybe like a little more peanut butter action. Because if you do peanut butter and caramel, I don't know, you might have something.
That's what the Snickers is so good at.
I don't know. It's October. It's candy time. Are you pro or against the candy corns?
I'm against. Okay, chocolate is where it's at. Chocolate is the best candy by far.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because like candy corn, like I have two little kids. Candy corn is always a, it's like a big hit. And I think it's because they don't have any taste, like any palate yet. It's just sugar. They don't understand that. It's like when Easter, like spring comes around and those little like bunnies, those disgusting little rabbits that are like the fluffy ones come around.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? They're called
peeps. That's what they're called.
Yeah, peeps.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I think it's just because of the shape they're in.
Yeah,
if they were circles or like squares, no one would care. But because it's like a corn and a rabbit, they're so popular.
The candy executives know what they're doing. It's just big candy trying to take us all down. That's all it is. All right. Well, David, thank you for joining us on a Sunday evening. We won't take up any more of your time. Everyone check out David's work on Dirty South Soccer and, of course, Serpents. You can catch him on Twitter at David_MC. And, David, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and good luck this season.